الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, we continue with the series on the three words that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to define our connection with Him. And as I mentioned yesterday, the first of them is Khashyatullah. And Khashyatullah comes from reflecting on the description of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced Himself in different ways, in different words. And Khashyat comes from reflecting on that. The issue with our teaching and these further reminders and all that are, these are just reminders. The if any benefit is to come from these reminders, then we have to take each one of them and spend as much time as it takes to reach that level of understanding, which might take hours and might take days, might take years, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, it might take seconds. But that time has to be spent, not simply listening and going away, but actually thinking. When you say reflect on the Asma wa Sifatillahi Ta'ala, then we have to sit and reflect. And we say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned Himself in the Ayat al-Kursi, and He said Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. So reflect on al-hayyu al-qayyum. What is the meaning of al-hayyu al-qayyum? How does it affect me, and so on. Today I want to talk about the second part of it, which is the hubb of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalal. And as I mentioned yesterday in the introduction, Allah mentioned this, His hubb as well, where He mentioned the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a defining characteristic of the believer. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Who are the believers? Those who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anything and anyone else. So there are two elements to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is that we should love Allah, and two, that we should love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than anyone and anything else. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not leave this undefined. He did not leave this something as something to be claimed by anyone, to say that I love Allah more than anything else. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put a condition on this, and He put a condition where when you claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to prove this claim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in great detail in the famous ayat of Surah Tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned 8 things: our parents, our children, our spouses, our brothers and sisters, our spouses, and our extended family. And then He mentioned our wealth. He mentioned our businesses, in which we fear a decline. And then He mentioned our homes and our palaces that we build, and we like to look at them and we feel happy. So 8 things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned specifically, and Allah said, if you love them more, because to love the parents is not haram. It's not only not haram, Allah has mentioned this specifically, to love the parents, to honor the parents, to obey the parents in many places in the Quran. So also with children and wives and so on. So all of these, the love for these things, this is both natural as well as permissible. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if you love all of these more than you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, more than you love Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and more than you love jihad fi sabilillah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, go and wait for my azab. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then promised not to guide such people. Allah promised not to, meaning that they will not even have the opportunity to make tawbah. What is the meaning of saying, la yahdi al-qawm al-fasiqin? Allah said, these are the rebellious people, and Allah will not guide them. Meaning what? Meaning you will not have the opportunity to make tawbah. Allah will ensure that you die in a state of kufr and go into Jahannam. Because this is the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, why did Allah put jihad fi sabilillah in line with love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Because jihad fi sabilillah, to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to invest in the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is proof of love for Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So I can claim, I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I love Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anything else. This is my claim. But when it comes to spending time in the path of Allah, when it comes to spending money in the path of Allah, when it comes to making effort in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it comes to using my influence or whatever power I have in order to help Islam, in order to help the Muslims, then I hold back. Then I don't do it. Then I have some excuse. No, you know, I have this business. If I leave and go, what will happen to the business? No, I've got my family. I have to look after my family, and so on and so forth. Then it means that my claim of loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than anyone else is a false claim. It is a lie. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if you claim to love Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then you have to prove it. And that proof is jihad fi sabilillah. So the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and with this is also the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is not it is not something which is discretionary, it is not something which has been left to us. It is a good thing if you do it, try to do as much as possible. No, this is the condition of iman. This is a condition of iman, and it is a condition of the to get the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fard, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a condition of iman, it is a sign of the believer. Now how does the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how can we inculcate this, how can we develop this in our hearts and our lives? And that is by reflecting on how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affects our life. So in Khashyatullah, I said we need to reflect on the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself. So if you say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Razzaq Udul Quwwat Al-Mateen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Razzaq, and He gives to the whole universe whatever they need. And each one has their different need, because rizq is not only food. So whatever they need, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is providing this to His creatures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His different attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the, He knows, He is alimul ghaib wa shahada. He knows what is in the ghaib and He knows what is in the world that we see, and so on. So different aspects of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-hayyul qayyum, hayyul ladhi la yamut. He does not die. He is always alive and He is always established. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator, right? He's al-khallaq. He's not only khaliq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-khallaq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a creator. He is a creator who continuously creates. He can stop the creation. He can continue to create. He can do whatever He likes. So different aspects of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, attributes of His, that we reflect on for khashyat. Now for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you reflect on how do these affect me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Razzaq, so how does this affect me? So now we think and say, Allah is Ar-Razzaq, and how it affects me is in terms of the rizq that Allah has given me. In terms of wealth, in terms of knowledge, in terms of influence, in terms of position in society, in terms of the love and affection of people, in terms of the fact that, you know, I have a body which works, I have faculties which are working, which have not deteriorated, and so on and so forth. So how does this sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how does it affect me? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is ash-shafi. He is the one who cures all amrad, all diseases. Reflect on how that happened in my life and your life. How I was sick one particular day. You know, the problem with us is that when there is trouble, when there is pain, we feel it, we suffer it, but when it is gone, we forget all about it. We don't reflect back on this. We forget all about it. Yeah. Very typical. I mean, many, many times people come and say, please make dua, I am so and so sick, and so on and so forth. But very few, I don't say nobody, but very few, maybe less than 1%, come back and tell you that, alhamdulillah, whoever you asked to make dua for, that person is now okay. They will not even come back and tell you that Allah has accepted the dua and the person is okay. I'm not saying Allah accepted my dua. Whoever dua, when you came and asked me for dua, you asked for some reason, no? So why can't you come back and say, alhamdulillah, he's okay? No. They will not do that. Kaam ho gaya, bhul gaya, khatam kisa, khalas. Phir takleef hoti aate. So the point is that this is the problem, this is our issue. Now, how do you get the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? By reflecting on how the qualities of Allah affect me and making shukr about this. The secret of the hope of Allah, the secret of the love of Allah is shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically for what Allah has given us. And that's why Nabi sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, look at people who have less than you. That's one way of developing thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because we get used to whatever we have. This is the human nature. No matter how much you have, you get used to it. It's only those who don't have, they look at you and say, oh, mashallah, look at this, fantastic. Look at his car, look at his house, look at his this, look at his that. Power, authority. But when the person has it, initially, first few days, it's novelty. After that, wears off. Yeah, it's okay. This becomes standard. And this is a very bad thing because that's where the shukr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes away. How many of us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He gave us Iman? Seriously, I mean, we live in a country which is the markaz of shirk. Yeah, there's more shirk in this country than anywhere. Anyway, absolute markaz of shirk. How many times do we pass a temple? How many times do we see a procession to this God and that God, none of whom are gods? And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided me to the truth and I am not prostrating myself to this idol or that idol. Do we consciously do this? How many times do we consciously come to a masjid and say, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me Iman so that I come and I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a state, in a place which is clean and beautiful, and I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a dignified manner. I don't have to do things which other people do. To thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, one of the greatest things to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala left the door of tawbah open for us. I'm saying we need to thank Allah for tawbah before we make the tawbah. Because if Allah had not kept this door of tawbah open, and open and open, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kept it open so fantastically, it's unbelievable. The ayah which I have mentioned many times before. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Just the first ayah. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. Say, O my slaves who have transgressed against themselves. Ajib. Why must Allah say my slaves? Allah could have said, say to those who have transgressed against themselves. That would be more logical way of speaking. Say to those who have transgressed amongst themselves. So there is a distance. There's a distance. You have disobeyed me, so there is a distance from you. Say to those who disobey. Allah did not say to those. Qul ya ibadi alladhina asrafu. Say, O my slaves who have transgress against themselves. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not despair of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna allaha yaghfiru dhunuba jami'ah. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. He is the one who is the oft forgiving and the most merciful. Ajeeba. I mean, this is the whole issue of tarbiyah is to take this one ayah and think and reflect and go in sujood and cry before Allah and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In Surah Al-Furqan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who is Allah? He is the one, if you make tawbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will convert your sins into good deeds. Ajeeb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kaisi rahmat Allah ki. Kaisi rahmat Allah ki. Maaf karte to kaafi nahi tha. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had forgiven the sins, that is not enough. Why does he have to convert it into good deeds? Can you imagine? You make tawbah. All the evil that we do, if Allah had simply said, okay, I forgive, slate is clean, alhamdulillah, this is good. But Allah is not saying that. Allah is saying, I will make this into good deeds. Hey. How to thank Allah? How to thank Allah? This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalal. So the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, how can you not love Allah? It's reflect on that. Is it possible? How is it possible? Only somebody who is completely ignorant, who has no sense whatsoever, only such a person can not love Allah. Otherwise, how is it possible not to love Allah? Just think about this. Simple thing of tawbah. So not only did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open the door of tawbah, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, think about this. If you did something and you are really sorry for it, what do? You fall in sujood. Yeah, anybody? You fall in sujood. Ya Allah. Maaf kar, Ya Allah. You fall in sajda. Now, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that the sujood is the position in which the slave is closest to Allah. Who is making sajda? The one who disobeyed Allah. So, Allah ki qurbat ka darwaza kiske liye khula hai? Nekokar ke liye nahi, badkar ke liye khula hai. Nekokar ke liye bhi khula hai. The door of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is open for who? Not for the good, but it's open for him also. But the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the door of the qurbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is open for the one who is evil, who did evil, who committed sin after sin after sin. Again and again, make tawbah again, sin. Same thing, makes tawbah, makes the sin again, makes tawbah, makes sin again. Allah did not say, I'm not encouraging anybody to commit sins again and again. Allah did not say that if you make a sin once and you make tawbah, you go back to the sin, now get out. No. 1,000,000 times you make the sin, again make tawbah, Allah will forgive. As I said, I'm not encouraging to, but I'm saying this is fact. If my Rabb has left the door of tawbah open, who the hell am I to stop it? Who am I to say it will not happen? It will happen. It will happen. Until the door of akhirat opens. Until the door opens. Till that last moment. Allah has given the opportunity to make tawbah. How can you not love Allah? Hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalala. So the khashyat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of who He is, His glory, His magnificence and His majesty. And then the hope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of how that glory and magnificence affects me, individual. And the more we reflect on this, the more we reflect on ourselves and say, who am I? Who am I? Truly, wallahi, there are two things which are impossible. Many things impossible, but two things which are completely possible. One is to have the words to describe the glory and magnificence of Allah. This is impossible. And the second one is to describe the words to describe truly our insignificance. This is also impossible. These two things are impossible. There is no way that you can describe the glory and magnificence of Allah. And there is no way that we can describe our actual insignificance. How insignificant I am, I cannot say. I cannot describe. It is not possible. Because whatever I say about myself, I am less than that. How much less than that? Even that I don't know. Whatever I say. Whatever I say. Just as however I may glorify Allah, Allah is bigger than that. Similarly, however I may describe my insignificance, I am less than that. These two are impossible to say. Yet, and that is the point of shukr, yet, that one who is so glorious and so magnificent, he is concerned about me, who is so insignificant. And he is concerned enough to send a Nabi. He is concerned enough to send his kitab. He is concerned enough to leave the door of Tawbah open. He is concerned enough to send to me warning after warning, guidance after guidance, hidayah after hidayah. No matter what I do, opportunity after opportunity to get close to him. Why? To get close to him for what? How does my getting close to Allah help Allah in any way? How does my getting close to Allah, how is it of any value to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Allah is Samad. Huwa Samad. Lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. Nothing can affect Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our piety doesn't affect him, our worship doesn't affect him, our disobedience doesn't affect him, neither good nor bad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above and beyond all this. Yet he is concerned about us. And this is what we make shukr about. And many other things. So I won't go into the details of all that. That is for us to individually sit and reflect and think and come to conclusions. But just to remind ourselves that this is how we develop the hubb and the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by reflecting on and making shukr for what he has given us, because of who he is and because of who I am. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the doors of hidayat for us and to enable us to be obedient to him always, and to enable us to do what is pleasing to him and not to do what displeases him, and to be pleased with us and make it easy for us and to accept our tawbah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.